Welcome to the Sound Ideas Podcast, sponsored by who else but Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. But now, let's get on with the show.
Hi, this is Mark Jensen for Sound Ideas with podcast number 8, The Legacy of Jack Foley. Sound designers working in film and video games today add sound effects from CD or DVD libraries to their soundtracks. But in the early days of motion picture, an enterprising sound man invented the concept of sound replacement and developed techniques that are still used today. Jack Donovan Foley was that sound man, and he was born on April 12, 1891, in Yorkville, New York. He's widely known in the industry as the inventor of the art of Foley, which is the post-production process of adding sound effects such as footsteps, rustling clothes, and other everyday sounds to film soundtracks. Jack Foley was a technician at Universal Studios, and he became a movie sound pioneer when Hollywood first embraced the talkies. Universal Studios was about to release its adaptation of the very successful Broadway musical Showboat without sound. But Warner Brothers had delivered the first talking picture, The Jazz Singer, to theater-going audiences, and that was a knockout blow to silent films. Universal Studios knew that the public would never again accept a full-blown Broadway musical without the music. The film had to become a talkie. Enter Jack Foley. While some of the scenes for Showboat were filmed again with sound, most of the sound, including the talking, music, and sound effects, were added to the original film footage. The picture was saved, and the studio was not only able to keep pace with the times, but also save a great deal of money in the process. Jack became famous for synchronizing sound effects with film, and his name is now synonymous with a very special segment of sound technicians called Foley Artist. Just what brought Jack Foley to the right place at the right time? The lure of warm weather and bright sun in California. He picked up work as a film double and a stuntman for Universal Studios, eventually directing inserts for films. Inserts were close-ups of film footage of movements, like a hand picking up a gun, which didn't need to be shot on set. The close movements could be filmed anywhere, and it freed up the studio sets for larger production shots. This insert work is very much like the sound work that Jack was destined for. Both the inserts and Foley sounds provide smaller details that help to string the larger story of a film together. Just why is Foley so important to filmmaking? The sound man on a set is primarily responsible for recording the dialogue of a scene. It's extremely unusual to record sound effects at the same time as dialogue and action because the sound mix is so difficult to balance. How can you make sure that the rustle of a silk dress doesn't drown out the nuance of a whispered phrase? When there's a fight scene, the actors don't actually hit each other. So where would the sound of a punch in the face come from? If you had microphones that could pick up all the audio you wanted to include in the movie, you'd also be picking up the second assistant director chewing his nails and tapping on his clipboard. Then, of course, there are all those scenes that are shot on location. With all the noise and bustle of downtown Manhattan, how could a boom mic pick up the sound of running feet going down an alleyway? In short, Foley is the art of replacing sound and providing the director's ideal audio environment for the film. Foley sound effects consist of four elements. Clothing moves. This layer of sound recreates the rustle of clothing as actors walk, run, or move on screen. You can get a feel for this subtle audio by listening to the sounds of your own clothing As you walk around a room, reach for a glass or wave your hand. You're making noise all the time. This kind of foley includes scratching, patting, and touching. Footsteps, one of the most important audio elements that a foley artist provides, is the sound of footsteps. Even if the footsteps are recorded on set with the dialogue, they may be too faint for the final cut of the film. Voice foley. The term voice foley refers to the non-talking sounds that an actor makes, like humming, grunts, breaths, groans, or wheezing. Specifics. If the sound doesn't fall into one of the other three categories, then it's a specific foley sound. Anything in a scene that an actor touches or interacts with will be recorded as a separate audio element to add to the soundtrack. A single specific could include many different layers of sound to create just the right impression. Face punches, doors opening and slamming, and body falls are three very common specifics. In the best of all possible worlds, when you need foley sound effects for your production, you employ a foley artist to customize the sound for you specifically. We can't all work in the best of possible worlds, however. Money and time often conspire against us. The next best option is to find a good foley sound effects library, like The Art of Foley from Sound Ideas. Its audio demos include great examples of specific foley and footstep foley sound effects. Let's listen in.
The Art of Foley is a 10-CD package of more than 3,800 effects, containing a warehouse full of simulated everyday and extreme sounds for foley synchronization and audio sound replacement. Featuring a great selection of the very best from top Foley artist Dan O'Connell of One Step Up, and many gems from the Sound Dogs archives, The Art of Foley was created expressly to provide a full palette of enhancements for your productions. The Art of Foley, a masterpiece of props and motion.
Foley recording is a specialty technique. It adds back to the soundtrack many of the sounds that the on-set recordist did his best to avoid capturing. A film would sound empty and hollow without Foley. Everything would sound like it was happening in a vacuum. The audience needs to hear the smaller sounds of clothes and furniture to make the film experience seem real. But those sounds need to be controlled so they don't overtake the dialogue. Foley does not include sounds like car engines or explosions. It's just not practical to drive a car around in the studio or blow up a building for the sake of art. This kind of sound effect usually rests firmly in the hands of the sound effects editor, who will use a sound effects library, sometimes drawing on his own personal collection, and sometimes using a pro audio sound effects collection and modern mixing consoles. He can layer and mix everything from helicopters and Mack trucks to dinosaurs and laser beams into a sound effects track. While a sound effects editor can work magic with a sound effects library of clean, precise effects, the Foley artist is able to capture the subtle and unique nature and sound of personal movements. How are Foley sounds created? Foley artists work on a Foley stage, which may look a lot like a storage area for all of a studio's unwanted junk. Knives, forks, empty soda cans, hubcaps, tin pie plates, bedpans, staple guns, metal tubes, and trays. The metal tubes are known as crash tubes, and they're used to create all kinds of crashes, from the most comic to the most serious. Embedded in the floor of the Foley stage are the walking surfaces that allow them to record many different kinds of footsteps a film might need. Gravel, sand, tile, concrete, glass, and don't forget the water pits. The Foley artist set up so that they can clearly see a screen display of the film footage they're adding sounds to. They perform the effects like an orchestra providing the movie score, all the time watching the film display to keep their timing on cue. They'll walk, run, jostle one another, rub clothing, pick up and put down glasses, throw plates, all the time keeping a close eye on the film footage to make sure the sounds they create fit the picture on the screen. Let's take a look at replacing the sound of running footsteps. Pick the surface and the shoes that'll provide the sound the director needs, perhaps combat boots on the gravel portion of the stage. You don't need to have a lot of room to work with. The microphone is positioned about 3 feet away from the gravel surface, and that microphone isn't going to move. So how do you sound like you're running in combat boots on a gravel path when you have to stay in one place to be recorded? That's one of the reasons that the individuals who do this work are called artists. After all, you're not just recreating the sounds of the footsteps, you're also recreating the feeling of the footsteps. Was the character angry, panicked, excited? Jack Foley understood that you had to act the scene along with the actor. You had to get into the spirit of the story in order to create the correct sound effect. What happens if there are two or three people all walking down a gravel path at the same time? An innovative Foley artist like Jack Foley would make the footsteps of all three people at once by adding an ordinary walking cane to his bag of sound tricks. Jack once estimated that he had walked about 5,000 miles in the studio doing footsteps, and he developed opinions of the walking styles of all of the major Hollywood stars of his time. Rock Hudson was a solid stepper. Tony Curtis had a brisk foot. Audie Murphy's step was springy. James Cagney's footsteps were clipped. And Marlon Brando walked softly. Getting the woman's steps right was really tough, and Jack conceded that perhaps his 250 pounds might have had something to do with that. But he also noted that woman's steps are generally quicker and closer together. He could get quite winded keeping up with the leading ladies. Gene Simmons had almost the fastest in all of Hollywood, but she was second to June Allison. Jack Foley said he couldn't keep up with her at all. There are many anecdotes about Jack and his unique contributions. He had the ability to process sound in his imagination and substitute alternatives that worked in the moment. For instance, a director rigged the fourth step in a staircase to make a squeak when the leading lady descended a flight of stairs. They tried many takes, but just couldn't get it to work right. They called in Jack Foley, and he instantly knew how to fix the scene. He suggested adding the squeak in post-production, which he did by sitting himself down in an old rocking chair in front of a microphone. When the lady's foot hit the fourth step, he rocked himself back slowly in the rocking chair. Squeaky problem solved. The blockbuster movie Spartacus was Jack Foley's last film. It was directed by Stanley Kubrick and shot mainly on location in Italy. The sound captured on location for the scenes involving the Roman army marching to battle was so bad that Kubrick initially thought he would have to restage those scenes. Foley had another solution. With a large ring of keys, which he jangled in time to the soldier's marching step, he created the rhythmic ching of the armor, and he saved the expense of at least a 2-day shoot with many extras brought in to play the marching soldiers. In fact, Jack Foley saved Universal Studios a lot of cash in his day, and his preferred recording technique saved both money and time. Jack recorded all the effects for a film reel at one time. He added the footsteps, the movement, and the sound of various props all in one continuous soundtrack. He studied the reel before his recording session began so that he had all the props he needed around him, and he kept a large cloth in his pocket, which he used for the clothing moves. People who worked with him at the time say that the results of a Jack Foley session were as good as editors today achieve by cutting 20 different soundtracks together. Modern Foley artists work in the long shadow of a creative innovator and use many of the techniques that were developed for the first time by Jack Foley. Though he died in 1967, the art he single-handedly created in the early days of the talkies was named after him and is now an integral part of every feature film.
This podcast was brought to you by Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. Well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening.